So we come into springtime, and 2,000 years ago, Jesus was also walking around in springtime.
现在我们新春天也来了，大概2000年前呢，主耶稣基督也在耶路撒冷的春天呢，啊，来啊活动。
Spring is the time when you sow your seeds.
春天是我们播种的时间。
We sow seeds.In the spring, and then look for the harvest in the fall.
我们在春天来撒种，期待在秋季有收成。
Our lives, Jesus says, have spring times.
我们的生命，主耶稣也告诉我们，也有春天。
Those of you who are here today, who are young adults, you are sowing your life for what the future harvest will be.
在座当中的年轻人，你们现在就是你们的春天，你们撒种要等到你们的成人的这个收成的季节来到。
Those of you who are parenting children, you are sowing into the lives of your children what their lives will become.
那些当父母的也在你们的儿女身上撒种，让他们的长大，要看他们的收成。
And there's some of you here today who look like you're close to my age.
那些在座的跟我的年纪差不多的人呢
？And even us mature adults have spring times.
就是我们这些成人也有我们的春天。
In the year 1900, in the United States, the average lifespan was 48 years of age.
在1900年代哈，我们美国的平均寿命只是48岁。
Now it is double.
现在差不多双倍了。
So in many cases, when an adult reaches 50, they are simply the springtime of their second adult life.
所以那些成人到了50岁，就是他们第二个春天的开始。
We all have opportunities to decide today how we are going to sow our lives.
所以我们今天就可以决定我们要怎么样去在我们生命里面撒种。
So we're going to look at one verse, John 12:24.
我们今天首先看一段经文，约翰福音十二章二十四节。
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一样；一粒若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
When Jesus said these words, he gave us, was really using the little seed to give us three reminders about our lives.
耶稣讲这段话，他用一个种子来提醒了我们三样事情。
The first reminder is that seeds have the potential for fruit.
第一个提醒说，种子会带来果实。
It's often hidden, but that God has put inside this seed.The potential for great fruitfulness.
在这籽粒里面是隐藏了将来会发出的果实的可能。
And in the same way, our lives also have a great potential for fruitfulness.
同样的，我们的生命也有这样的一个可能，就是我们就有活出丰盛的生命来。
Many years ago, when I began to teach publicly to crowds of people, God gave me.A picture one night in a dream of what it's like when I teach.
当很多年前，当 Dr. King 出来要向很多人演讲的时候，讲那个讲道的时候，他在梦中神给他看到一个意象，他会怎么样的去讲
？I try to recall it every time I teach.
所以每一次他要讲的时候，他都会回想那段情景。
And the dream was something like this.
那个梦境是这样的。
That around every person where I was speaking to, there were the outlines, sort of shadows of other people.
就是每一个在座听他讲道的人都发现他的周遭好像有别人的影子在。
I couldn't see exactly how many were there.
我没有看到他那个人到底有多少个影子。
And I couldn't make out all of the details.
也不能分别很细节说情况是怎么样。
But I knew that their life.Had the potential to impact and touch other lives.
可是我就知道他们的生命是有一个可以影响别人生命的那个影响力。
It gave me great hope in my teaching.
所以在他教导别人的时候，就带来很大的一个盼望。
That for every person that I'm able to share what God has taught me.
就是说，在我对 神对我的教导 我去跟别人分享的时候
that many many more lives could be helped or impacted by the message.
那听的人通过他们可以影响更多的人。
So it's true with your life.
同样你的生命也是这样。
Young person,
年轻人
God has great potential for your life.
神在你生命有很大的希望。
There are many, many lives that God wants to use your life to touch.
神是用你的生命去影响很多人的生命。
Just as we heard the testimony about God giving fruit through the young man and woman in Panama.
就好像刚才听的见证，神怎么使用年轻人去在巴拿马影响了其他人。
Now, sometimes you only see the fruit after the seed dies.
很多时候，有的时候我们看到那个果实要在那个种子死了以后。
I think we see this in physical death when a person dies.
同样的，我们也看到，在一个人死了也会有同样的情况。
This past year, I was able to help to do two different funerals.
在过去一年呢，Dr. King 帮助参与了两个丧礼。
One was an older lady.
一个是一个年长的姐妹
and she had lived a very fruitful life.
她过了一个非常充满结果子的生命。
Many people wanted to speak during the funeral service.
很多人都要在她的葬礼中起来讲话。
And talk about how she had shown them the love of Christ.
告诉别人神怎么通过她来彰显了神的爱。
Even the nurses who had cared for her in her last days in the nursing home.
就算他在那个安老院里面在临终时照顾他的那些护士也是这样说
talked about how even when she was very feeble and frail she still had the smile and the love of Christ to share
就算他是非常软弱无力的时候他还是在脸上常带着笑容去分享神的爱
her outer seed was now broken but there was great fruit left behind
虽然他这个种子死了可是他的影响他的果子却影响了很多人。
But the other funeral was much more difficult.
另外一个葬礼呢，却是非常有点困难。
It was a woman of about 50 years of age.
那是一个大约五十岁的女人。
I had known her since she was a young child.
她从小我就认识她。
She had basically lived her whole life just for work and to build a fancy home.
她过的一生主要都是为了努力工作要盖一个很漂亮的房子
Her obituary in the paper was just one short paragraph
她在报纸上面那个吊文只是一个很短的一个描述
She graduated from college
她从大学毕业
She worked faithfully and long in her job in the medical field
她在医学界很忠心的劳苦了工作
And she had two dogsAnd a great house.
他有一个很大的房子，还有养了两只狗。
And you know, even the non-Christian people who were attending that funeral, many of them sensed there's something about this life that was wasted.
就算那些不是基督徒的人来参加他的丧礼，都觉得他这样这个生命是有点浪费了。
She had lived for things that now other people would use and enjoy.
他活着所劳碌得来的东西现在被别人享用
But there was very little real fruitfulness to her life
可她的生命里面就没有结出什么果子
God made us to be fruitful
神造我们要我们能结果子
And in the second reminder he says that fruit only follows after the seed dies
第二个提醒告诉我们种子要死了以后才会结果
This seed looks very different from what it will produce.
这个种子跟它将来所结的果实是不一样的。
But once it falls into the ground and it breaks open and it grows the bean plant, there'll be hundreds of beans that will come.
当这个种子种在地里长出豆苗来以后，会生出很多很多的豆子来。
Fruit is the future. We give our life for the future for it.
我们的果实就是我们的将来。
And the question is, what kind of fruit will our lives produce?
我们现在的问题就是说，我们的生命会结出怎么样的果子？
How many of you watched the Olympics on television, maybe part of it last year?
去年有多少人有看我们的奥林匹克比赛呢?
Yeah, and you saw many athletes who for years had trained their bodies.
我们就看到很多这些运动员经过多年的训练努力来才有今天的比赛情况。
In order to get the fruit of winning in the competition.
要么要在比赛中赢，拿到这个果，胜利的果子呢？
There was days and days of hard practice.
就是每天的要很辛苦的来训练。
They had to die to being able just to do what they wanted with their time.
他们要在他们有限的时间呢，努力，好像要忙得要死一样。
They had to die to being able just to eat whatever they wanted to eat.
They had to be done. 他们要吃，他们要吃很多对他们有帮助的食物。
They had to, in a sense, they had to become the seed that dies in order to bear fruit.
他们就好像一个种子要死掉，才能够结出果子来。
Which meant they had to give up living just for the pleasure of the moment in order to have the longer reward.
他们就是要放弃很多现在他们可以享受的东西，要为了要达到将来可以得到的成功。
There's much of life that works this way.
有很多的生命也是要这样子。
We pay the cost on the front part in order to have the harvest later.
我们要前面先要付出成本，才能在后面收着它的成果。
Now, the third reminder is that a seed really only has two choices.
第三个提醒说，种子只有两个选择。
And it's interesting because Jesus is almost using a sense of humor in, as he uses this parable.
其实很有趣的话，当耶稣用这个比喻的时候，是带了一点幽默的。
Because he says in verse 24 that the grain of wheat can either remain alone or it can choose to die.
因为他在24节说，这个麦子可以落在地里死了，或者还是只是一粒种子。
Do seeds really choose?
那种子有的选择吗？
I don't think so.
我想不会吧。
Just wherever the farmer sows them.
你看那些农夫是怎么去撒，他都去哪里了？But
he's using a joke, some humor.
可是耶稣这里是用了一点幽默。It's
almost like the seed is talking.
就好像这个种子会讲话一样。No,
no, no, don't put me in the ground.
就好像那个种子在说，哎呀呀，不要把我撒在地上。Or
the seed is saying, yes, you can put me in the ground so that I will be fruitful.
或者这个种子说，哎，你把我种在地里，那我就可以结果了。But
he is stressing the fact that you can choose.
可是这里耶稣所强调的是，你可以选择。Seeds
can't choose.
那籽粒是不能选择的。But
Jesus talks like they can choose.
耶稣讲，好像他们可以有这个选择权一样。And
when the people smiled, the lesson went into their head.
那些人听着这笑的话，他们的脑子里面已经这个教导就进入他们脑子了。
We can choose.
啊，对，我们有这样的选择。And
so then Jesus talks about himself as an example.
所以耶稣是用他自己来做一个例子。Look
at verse 27.
我们看27节。He
says, "Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say?"
他说，我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？
You see, Jesus is honest about the fact that when the seed dies, there is some risk and there is some concern.
耶稣这里也是讲出一个事实，就是什么？当这个籽粒死的时候，是会带来一些的，要付一些代价，可能有一些的危险。And
he says that you basically can pray two different kinds of prayers.
而且呢，我们可以做两种不一样的、不同的祷告。
There in verse 27, he says, "Will I pray, Father, save me from this hour?"
他可以这样祷告说：“父啊，救我脱离这时候。”That's
the seed that wants to stay out of the ground and not die.
就是那粒籽粒不愿意种在地里。But
he says, "No, this is the reason I came."
可是也可以这样祷告说：“但我原是为这时候来的。”And
so he said, the second prayer is, "Father, glorify your name.
说他第二个祷告就说, 父啊, 愿你荣耀你的名。
Jesus said that the cross was his way of glorifying the name of the Father.
耶稣就是说, 他的十字架就是来荣耀神的名的。
And through his death, it would bear great fruit of life.
通过他的死就是结出很多的果子来。
Now the word glorify, very interesting word.
这个荣耀是一个很特别的字。
When he prays, Father, glorify your name, what does that mean?
当他这样祷告说, 父啊, 愿你荣耀你的名, 什么意思呢?
The people who in Jesus' day who would have used that word were the people who made clothing.
Clothing?
Mm-hmm.
那在那个耶稣时代讲这样的话的人是那些做衣服的人。
They would have taken just a plain garment with no, just a plain white garment.
他们就拿一件白的衣服,没有任何的装饰的。
That would, you know, attract no attention.
就是没人会注意到的一件衣服。
But then they would sew onto it something of color, something to make it different and unique, and they would put an accessory on it.
然后他们就在这衣服上绣上很特别的 图案花纹, 和放一些其他的装饰品上去。
And it would glorify that garment.
就让这个衣服亮起来。
It would draw attention to it.
就让人家怎么对这件衣服 注意起来。
And so Jesus is using that clothing word.
所以耶稣是用这个形容这样做衣服的一个名词。
To say what he wants his life to be.
是希望他的生命像这个白衣服一样。
He's saying, Father, take my life.
他说父啊, 请你用我的生命。
And then use it to bring great glory, draw attention to yourself.
用它来让吸引人注意在你身上，让你坚持得荣耀。
Let them see your love and let them see the life that you give.
让他们看到你的爱，也看到你给我们的生命。
He then says in verse 31 and 32 that as he goes to the cross to die, it's going to accomplish something. He describes the fruit of his death on the cross.
31跟32节就讲到他的死了以后会带来什么样的一些的果子。
Now, verse 31.
31节,
now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out.
现在这世界受审判，这世界的王要被赶出去。
And verse 32, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself.
32节, 我又从地上被举起来, 就要吸引万人来归我。
Isn't that interesting?
你觉得这个很奇妙吗?
When Jesus thinks of the cross,
当耶稣讲到十字架的时候,
he's really not focused on the spikes going through his hands.
他没有注意到那些把钉进他手的钉子。
He's not focused on the crown of thorns.
他没有想到要关上他头上的金冠。
He's not focused on the agony and the sacrifice.
他也没有想到他会受到的痛苦。
Instead, he sees the fruit.
可是他却看到会产生的果实。
How that Satan will be defeated through his death.
他看到通过他的死亡, 魔鬼会被怎么样被打败。
And by his death, God will be able to bring men and women to himself and forgive them of all of their sins.
通过他的死, 神会把很多的人带到他的身边来赦免他们的罪。
That is so important for you and me to see.
就是我们也要这样的看到这样的重要性。
When our friends will make fun of us for making some of the decisions that we make about our lives.
当有些我们做了一些决定, 而我们的朋友取笑我们这样的决定的时候,
when people may not understand why we spend our money more on God's work than on just toys for ourselves.
有些人可能不理解为什么我们愿意花奉献金钱给神用而不再花在自己的身上的时候。
When people don't understand maybe job or school choices that we make because we're making them in light of the fruit of God.
有时候我们要选择工作学校的时候我们的选择是做一个期待神
then we are not so much focused on the sacrifice or the cost of that moment. We're looking at the fruit.
我们做选择的时候不是看我们当时要 牺牲些什么代成本，是付出什么代价，而是要看到这个选择将来的果实是什么。
That if we say, Father, glorify your name with my life.
是这样跟神说，父啊，愿我能荣耀你的名。
As a matter of fact, Jesus then talks to each one of us.
这其实耶稣是跟我们每一个人讲话。
In verse 25 and 26.
在25、26节这样说。
He's been talking about the seed.
他在讲到这样的一个种子。
And then he says these words in verse 25 and 26.
然后他就说，在25、26这样说。
Whoever loves his life will lose it.
爱惜自己生命的就失丧生命。
But if you hate your life in this world, then you keep it for eternal life.
在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。
In other words, eternal life is the real fruit.
接着说，永生就是我们要结的果子。
And when we look at the cheap toys in this life, they really do not count.
你就看现在世间我们所谓的一些玩具，却不能存留到永远。
And then he says in verse 26,
你看到二十六节，
If anyone serves me, he must follow me.
又有人服侍我，就当跟从我。
And where I am, there my servants will be also.
我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。
And if anyone serves me, the Father will honor him.
又有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
And again, Jesus gives us a picture of the real fruit of life.
这样子，耶稣告诉我们在人生命里面真实的果实是怎么样子。
The fruitful servant gets to be with Jesus.
一个结果子的仆人是一个跟从耶稣的人。
The real fruitful life is honored by the Father.
一个真正结果子的生命是被神所尊重的。
But there's a choice.
可是这里有一个选择。
There's a choice. He says in verse 24.
就是二十四节所说的。
That we either remain alone.
或者我们选择营救是一粒。
When he's just said that the fruit is to get to be with Jesus.
就是我们的要结的果子要跟神在一起，跟耶稣在一起的话。
But the only way is to choose to die.
要是想跟耶稣在一起，唯一的选择就是要死。
It may not be physical death.
它不代表你肉体的死。
But it means choosing to making life all about just myself.
就是说，不是你要选择，你的选择只是关于自己利益的选择。
It means saying, God, take my life.
所谓的死就是要人生命交给神。
Lord Jesus, I know you love me.
就是跟耶稣说，主啊，我知道你爱我。
You died on the cross for me.
你在十架上为我的罪死。
Your Holy Spirit now lives within me.
你的圣灵在住在我的心里。
And so I will give my life to you.Draw others to yourself with my life.
所以我要把我的生命交托给你，要吸引更多人的生命到你这里来。
Bring your fruit through my life.
就是用我的生命来结出属你的果子。
Bring your fruit.
带出你的果实来。
Through my life.
通过我的生命。
Would you bow your heads with me?
那么大家一起来低头。
I want to give you just a moment.To talk to God.
我想你们在低头的时候跟神谈话。
Remember, Jesus said that there's two kinds of prayer.
你记得耶稣说过有两种的祷告吗？
We can be praying those prayers, Father, save me from this challenging time.
或者是跟神说，父啊，救我脱离这个时候。
Make my life comfortable and at ease.
让我的生活过得舒服安息。
Make my life meet all of my needs.
让我的生命中所有的需要，你都替我供应给我。
But Jesus said you came for a greater purpose.
可是耶稣却告诉我们说，你来到世上有更大的目的。
And you will never find life in just living for yourself.
只是为自己活，你却不能活出真正的生命。
The only way to find life.
能够找到生命的唯一方法。
Is for Jesus to be glorified in your life.
是让耶稣在我们的身上能得荣耀。
So you can pray that second prayer.
所以你可以做这第二个祷告。
Father,
父啊
glorify your name through my life.
是父啊， 愿你通过我的生命来荣耀你。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣,
thank you,
谢谢你,
for showing us,
你告诉了我们,
through your death,
通过你的死,
but also the simple story with the seed,
还有这样的一个种子的比喻,
you made the picture so simple that even a child can understand,
告诉我们的这个图像那么简单, 连小孩都能够明白的。
That the fruitful life is the life that you have for us.
就是这样一个结果子的生命是你给我们的生命。
You have designed us.
你这样设计了我们。
To be fruitful.
要是要结果子的。
You have put your Holy Spirit inside of every Christian.
你在每一个基督徒生命里面都放下了你的圣灵。
And you have adopted us into your family.
而且你也把我们带进你的家里，做了你的子女。
Oh, you love us so much.
哦，主啊，你实在爱我们。
And you want us to know the real fruitful life.
你让我们很希望我们能真的明白是怎么一个是一个结果子的生命。
Not the disappointing life that this world offers.
不是这个世界给我们这样的一个失败的生命。
And so we turn to you.
说我们要转回你。
Glorify your name.
我们要荣耀你的名。
Do whatever you want with my life.
用我们的生命去做你让我们所做的。
Amen.
Amen.